too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, December the 6th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Tons of things to do on the show today. Paul Strelo joins us at 8:05. Man, we got a lot of Clemson football recruiting to talk about, including Rivals has updated their top 250, and I can tell you that there are 11 Georgia Bulldogs, 10 current Clemson commitments, and 4 for South Carolina. We'll tell you where those guys rank. Talk a little recruiting on today's show. Also tell you about the remaining targets on the board for the Tigers. There is college basketball from last night. I told Zach before the show started, I was looking at two different headlines on ESPN this morning, and I guess these aren't mutually exclusive, even though it kind of sounded that way to me. One says Zion leads Duke's dunk fest in win versus Hartford. Right across from it, it says miss dunks factor into Zion's off night for Duke. I guess you can miss dunks and have an off night, but yet your dunks lead you to a dunk fest. I don't know. I think we might be a little obsessed with the guy at this point in time. College basketball from last night, top-ranked Gonzaga held on against Washington, 81-79. Third-ranked Duke down Hartford, 84-54. Texas Tech ranked 13 in the country over Arkansas Pine Bluff, 65-47. North Carolina defeated UNC Wilmington, 14th-ranked Tar Heels win 97-69. Virginia Tech gets a victory. 15th-ranked Hokies beat VMI in-state battle 89-68. 17th-ranked Buffalo. Buffalo's having a good year in football and basketball. 89-55 over Lemoyne. They're ranked 17th in the country. 19th-ranked Ohio State went to Illinois and won 77-67. 21st-ranked Villanova got a 10-point win against Temple, 69-59. And Nebraska, 24th, beat Clemson earlier, lost to Minnesota, 85-78. Nebraska was ranked number 24 in the country. Games involving non-ranked ACC teams, NC State over Western Carolina, 100-67. State's blowing people out. And Louisville over Arkansas Central, 86-41. The Cardinals are now 6-2 under their new coach, Chris Mack, and trying to rebuild their program, rebuild their reputation. As far as SEC games involving non-ranked opponents, Vanderbilt loses or beats Middle Tennessee State 79-51. Bad night for South Carolina. They jumped out to a nice lead. Gamecocks had a nice lead at Wyoming, who came into the game 2-8. Wyoming won this one 73-64. And now Wyoming is at 2-8 or 2-6. Now Wyoming wins this one 73-64. Comes back in the second half. Gamecocks had a halftime lead, and Wyoming comes roaring back in the second half to win that one 73-64. The Gamecocks now 4-4 on the year, 0-1 away from home. Arkansas defeated Colorado State 98-64. 74. Is Frank Martin on the hot seat at South Carolina a little bit? I don't know. Went to Final Four 2 years ago, but they're not very good in this season. Dabo Swinney is a finalist for the Bobby Dodd Award, another of these awards. We have so many National Coach of the Year awards, but he's a finalist for another one of those. Great news for Clemson basketball. Good news yesterday that Marquise Reed has a sprained MCL. It was feared torn ACL. MRI results say sprained MCL, questionable for this weekend coming up. Major League Baseball winter meetings about to get underway, and some huge news coming out for the St. Louis Cardinals. They've acquired all-star first baseman Paul Goldschmidt from the Arizona Diamondbacks. And this is a 31-year-old Goldschmidt in each of the all-star each of the last six seasons. And last year, 290 batting average with 33 home runs, 83 RBIs, 35 doubles. Nice, get some power in the middle lineup for the St. Louis Cardinals. Finally, we find out yesterday who the announcers are for the Cotton Bowl. And I like this team. Sean McDonough, very good. Todd Blackledge, like him. On the Clemson sideline, Holly Rowe, like her. And from Notre Dame sideline, Tom Rinaldi, like him. Like the broadcast team that we will see there. Hopefully Fowler and Herb Street and those guys, Maria Taylor and those guys at the national championship game. I want to get into a little bit of the talk about broken models in basketball. College football has some broken models as well. We'll tell you about some of the things they could change as well. We've got a lot to do today, obviously. Among the things we'll do today, besides Paul Strelo, besides our ACC power rankings in our third segment of the day, among the things we'll do today is get segment two coming up with Mr. Zach Orr, the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the Orr that stirs the pot. Formerly Mr. Orr 24 in the Twitter world. Got a tweet yesterday saying, since he's not on Twitter, tell Mr. Orr 24 hello. But still number one in your heart. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the captain of the ship, El Capitan, Mr. Zach Orr. Yeah, bo!
Good morning, Mickey. How you doing?
Man, like, couldn't be any better, blessed, beyond belief, like, life is great, like, awesome.
I originally poked some fun at you when you got your big Clemson jacket for the winter down
big
here.
Puffy.
And I said, you're not going to need that as much as you think you're going to need that.
Oh, yeah.
And so far this year, you've needed it a couple of these mornings coming in.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little chilly out there. It's that proper kind of cold. It's great.
It was 28 when I came in this morning. Oh, my.
Mine said a lot lower. Really? I was down there in the 23.
Really? Let me see what our official temperature is, because I don't know if I trust my car or not. 25 right now in Clemson.
Yeah.
So split the difference between me and you, but man.
I had a scrape ice off my windshield this morning.
Yeah, I had a little bit down the bottom of mine, too. I'm going to get up to 47 today. And now we got this Roy Philpott wintry storm mix coming on Sunday and Monday. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, maybe. So I hate this stuff.
I'll stop.
Nah, I think I'm just going to go do the show from Boca.
Builds a little character.
I think I'm going to go move in down at Del Boca Vista.
Builds a little character.
You know what, Seinfeld? You mean to tell me there are no more places in Del Boca Vista? No, no character. I've got plenty of character. I don't need more character. I need warm weather. I need some global warming out there. Get me warmed up a little bit. Mm-mm. How you doing over there, big man?
I'm doing great. I'm doing very well. Happy to be here this morning.
Lady Tigers played last night.
Yeah, coming off a nice win by the Lady Tigers last night. A blowout win, essentially.
Nice.
Beat up on High Point here at home, and it was an easy broadcast to do.
And they've won four in a row now. They have. Amanda Butler knows what she's doing.
You know what? She has the ship going in a good direction at the moment, so that's encouraging.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Besides this show, bookended by the women's basketball broadcast last night, what was the meat of the sandwich in the day of Zach Orr?
You know, a little of this, a little of that. It wasn't too crazy yesterday.
Really?
There wasn't a whole lot going on. It was me and the pop for most of the day, so nothing too crazy to report. But more importantly, because this is the Mickey Plyler show, after all, what did you get into after the end of this show? And then coming in here this morning, you know, on two wheels, essentially.
I didn't come on time. Come on two wheels. I had plenty of time today.
Plenty of time.
I did.
Playing the show open.
Let's see what I did yesterday. Oh, I had a busy day yesterday. First and foremost, the most important thing, I book in my day. After I left here, watched the George Herbert Walker Bush funeral memorial. and was blown away. Ronan Tynan, you know, one of the three Irish tenors, or one of the Irish tenors.
Yep.
Was part of the program. And I thought the W, did you watch any of it?
Nope.
I thought W did an unbelievable job. All kinds of humor, telling stories about his dad and how bad his short game was and that kind of stuff. Anyway, thought it was great. And then last night, I watched an HBO, about an hour and 50-minute documentary on him. Not documentary. It was a self, he walked us through his life. And I enjoyed it, really enjoyed it. I remembered a lot of it, didn't remember some of his day. And the pomp and circumstance of national types of funerals like that, you know, beautiful church and beautiful ceremony and all that kind of stuff. So I spent some, you're a history buff, history major. So I spent some time with that yesterday.
Very cool.
Also, big news from yesterday, buddy.
What's that?
Booked all my arrangements to Dallas, Texas.
The streak continues.
72.
Oh, boy.
72.
What happened? Yesterday, there was you know what? I got a kid coming, and it's
still got a kid coming.
It's going to be too expensive, and I'm going to stay home, and I'll go to the national championship game. We make it.
Well, that was when what we were looking at was $700 plane tickets.
So Delta added more flights.
Yes.
Ah.
I don't know why. There were rumors that Delta was going to add flights today. And still might. But I was just flicking around on Expedia yesterday. They don't advertise with us, I can tell you this. And I looked up and it's like, oh my goodness, I can go for $313 round trip.
Get the credit card out.
Oh, I couldn't put it in fast enough. So well, that worked out great. And so then I call my sister because she, you know, she's talking about, we're talking about driving out. And I said, well, she's taking four. So, you know, that's $800 at four is a little bit different deal than $300 at four. So she got in. She got a little bit cheaper than I did.
How about that?
Like it dropped a little bit. So we got the same flights. So we're going to spend some time with my nieces and nephew and sister and all out there in Dallas, Texas. Looking forward to that. So we're in, man.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, we're in. The text message extraordinaire said, Traeger deal kicked in. Yeah, basically.
Yeah, it did.
Got a great deal. So, yeah, I'm excited about it, man. Looking forward to seeing Jerry's World. And, you know, made me a little, got my juices flowing about Notre Dame a little bit. We're going to talk a little Notre Dame football today, as a matter of fact. Can't wait for that. Hey, what's on tap for segment two?
On tap for segment two, we talked at the end of yesterday's show, Christian Wilkins winning the William V. Campbell Trophy, right, for the academic Heisman, if you will. I don't know if you had a chance to hear his acceptance speech yesterday. They released at Clemson University, the Tigers program did. And I wanted to kind of play his acceptance speech. It's about 6-7 minutes long.
I can't wait. You know, I haven't heard it yet. We'll
listen to that and talk about Christian Wilkins and what he meant to the program, what he has meant to the program so far.
I can't wait to hear it, buddy.
Yeah.
In that I saw chopped up little quotes from it, but I've not seen it. The speech, I hadn't heard the whole speech yet. That's very innovative of you. I'm looking forward to it. You have, you know, one thing I did not mention.
What's that?
Is we have NFL tonight. I think I'm right by saying this. The NFL has my computer. Hurry up! I'm not telling you right now. Jags and Titans tonight. Titans are in the playoff hunt right now, aren't they? Jaguars have fired coaches in the middle of the season. Jaguars, one of the biggest disappointments in the NFL this season. Coming off of last year, and everybody thought they were ready.
You'd have to consider that, right?
Yeah. So, 8:20 tonight. That's a Fox and a NFL Network game. Do you watch NFL Network, or do you watch the old CBS and the Fox when those things come on there?
Usually Fox or CBS, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Hadn't watched a whole lot of NFL Network in there. Now, the Jags are... Yeah, they're out of it because basically Houston has a 5-game lead over them. But the Titans are just 3 back, and the Titans are in this wild card hunt, at least, I guess. They're 1 game back in the wild card, so need a big win tonight, no doubt about that. All right, let me tell you, I can't wait for the segment two, by the way. Looking forward to that. You got your ACC power rankings for today?
Yes, I do, of course.
Good. Glad to hear that. Looking forward to it. We're not going to be the same. You're going to be really mad at me through some of them. I'm sorry. I did my best. This is hard, isn't it? Isn't it hard to differentiate between Miami and Virginia Tech and Duke and Virginia and Wake Forest and Florida State and Louisville? And it is kind of hard. I mean, I know Clemson's at the top, and I know Louisville and North Carolina at the bottom, but those those 5 through 9, 10 teams, isn't it kind of hard to do the ACC power rankings? Because then you got to say, well, this team beat that team and this team. Everybody in the ACC is 7-5. Did you notice that? The ACC has 6 teams with 7 wins. So they're all going bowling, and they're all going to these crappy bowl games. But anyway, ACC power rankings coming up. Looking forward to that. And in doing mine, I always refer to the official Atlantic Coast Conference standings when I go back to it. And, you know, 8-0 stands out for Clemson. 13-0 stands out for Clemson. But what really stands out is, like, 13's better than 9 and better than 8 and better than 7. But then you look over, like, the longest winning streaks. The second longest winning streak in the ACC right now belongs to NC State with a 3-game winning streak. And then Clemson's on a 13-game winning streak. Pretty cool stuff. Anyway, Zero Res, Greenville.com, 558-7300, 558-7300. Let them take care of you at Zero Res. They want to clean your carpets. They want to come in. Actually, want to clean your air ducts as well. They want to get you ready for the holiday season. You got a bunch of guests coming in town. You're looking forward to that. You got a bunch of stains still left over from Thanksgiving, from cranberry sauce falling, and you still need to get that stuff up. They can do this. They can make those stains go away. You're going to love Zero Res, ZeroResGreenville.com, 558-7300. Tell me you heard about it here. 3-room special, $129. Mention my name, Mickey. They're going to give you a free hallway with it. You can't beat it. No harsh soaps, no harsh chemicals, no harsh detergents. It's my great friends at Zero Res and ZeroResGreenville.com. Spell the same backwards as it is forwards. The right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Segment 2 with Zach Orr and Christian Wilkins right after this. Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bosey Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bosey and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bosey Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
Homeowners and landscapers choose EnviroMulch, a locally owned, environmentally friendly company. They supply quality organic mulches, soil, sand, and stone for every landscaping application, delivery, or pickup. Nobody beats their prices. EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Don't hibernate this winter. Visit Yellowstone, stop by the store, go anywhere, in any weather, with Michelin tires.
Between November 14th and December 14th, get a $70 reward card after submission with purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires at the Pendleton Tire Company.
See Michelman.com/promo for details. Offer expires 12/14/2018. Void where prohibited.
If you've given up looking for something different for Christmas, try a 2019 Mellow Mushroom Calendar, available at Mellow Mushroom Clemson. It's the perfect gift or stocking stuffer for that hard-to-buy-for person on your list. And it's full of coupons you can use all year long. And for fundraising events, see Mellow Mushroom Clemson for ideas to help your club, team, or organization reach its goals. Happy holidays from Mellow Mushroom, 1007 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Need the perfect gift for the music lover? Do you want to give an experience to remember? Look no further. The legendary rock band Atlanta Rhythm Section is coming to the Clemson University Brooks Center April 30th. Tickets are now on sale. $35 for adults and $15 for students with college ID. Visit ClemsonMusicFest.org for more information or call 864-656-7787 to purchase reserved seating today.
At Ingles, we know that Christmas is a family affair.
A wish is at night and still in effect.
Okay, we're ready.
May yours be merry and bright.
Merry Christmas!
This week at Ingles, premium certified USDA Choice Beef Bottom Round Roast, $2.98 a pound. Select sizes and varieties craft salad dressing, $1.98 each. And select 38-ounce Heinz Ketchup or 31-ounce Heinz Simply Ketchup, 2 for $6. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Relax, Tiger Town. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson. Our full-service office is located on Old Greenville Highway next to Walmart Neighborhood Market, just 2 miles from campus. And with 4 on-campus ATMs, Founders is the only financial institution you need in Clemson. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
The Mickey Flyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
What we're looking for is a new, fresh voice that'll wake up the people.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break.
It's like, I know you as a boyfriend, I know me as a husband, we never get it perfect. Sometimes we get it right. A lot of times we get it wrong. We never get it perfect. You get the perfect 10 pajamas from Pajamagram and make sure that it is perfect this time. Perfect gift for your wife. Perfect gift for your girlfriend. You can score a perfect 10 for her. The perfect 10 pajamas from Pajamagram, America's PJ experts. Because the perfect 10 pajamas are created with the PJ of her dreams. They'll feel softer and more gentle, relaxing to the touch. She'll love them. She'll feel great. She'll sleep great. So put her in some perfect 10 pajamas for Christmas. Best of all, you guys don't have to gift wrap it. We know what your gift wrapping looks like. It includes free gift packaging available. Delivery for Christmas is guaranteed. Plus, they're backed by the 100% lifetime guarantee. So you risk nothing. Perfect 10 pajamas. And they're going to sell out before Christmas. Go to pajamagram.com now. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's pajamagram.com. And tell them that Mickey sent you. Segment 2. With Mr. Zach Orr.
Thank you, Mickey. We're going to hear a little bit from Christian Wilkins this morning and then give some comments on his acceptance speech and what he's meant to the program so far during his Clemson career and what he'll mean to it afterwards. We flirted with it at the end of yesterday's show during the two-minute drill that I stole from Mickey Plyler very unfairly, and I apologize for that over and over
again.
Buddy,
it's okay.
But let's listen to him this morning and have some comments afterwards.
Thank you.
Where is the sound? We're going to work on that.
Oh.
You want to take
Christian a little more quiet than normal.
That'd be great.
I normally think of a little more talkative throughout all these kind of things.
Well, I don't even know where to start. Give me a second. I got to collect myself. This is crazy.
There she is.
I mean, wow. Well, I didn't really have anything prepared or nothing like that, but, you know, I really was not expecting. I mean, I'm honest. I was... No, seriously, in all seriousness, I wasn't expecting to win this award. You know, just hearing about all these guys back here, the other 12 men behind me, and just all the things they've been able to do. You know, I was ready to throw my speech away in the trash once I started reading all their accomplishments and hearing about the things they do. But I definitely want to commend these guys and, you know, give them a round of applause because it's because of guys like us, we break the misconception of, you know, typical athletes, you know, just being the jock, and you know, we break that barrier, and we show that athletes are more than just, you know, just jocks. We're people who do things right in the community, who serve others, who, you know, who just have the total package. So I definitely want these guys to get a round of applause as well. But yeah, just first, I just want to definitely thank the National Football Foundation for putting on this great event. You guys deserve a round of applause as well. You know, this is a first-class event. Everybody's looking good in their black suits and everything, looking real nice. You know, we, me and these other guys, we belong on an album cover or something. We look real good. You guys putting on a great event. So I definitely just want to thank you guys, the NFF. And, you know, my name's going to be on the accomplishment. You know, it's my award, but awards like this, you don't win on your own. It takes a lot of people. And just, you know, a lot of people just pushing you in the right direction, guiding you and things like that. So there's a lot of people I want to thank. I definitely want to thank the entire educational community at Clemson University, from, you know, President Clements and his leadership to, you know, all the professors and academic advisors, learning specialists and things like that, because without those people who pour into young people, You know, the world is doomed. You know, we don't have a great future. So I definitely want to thank all those people. I do want to thank the Board of Trustees at Clemson. I've grown close with a lot of them as well, and I'm honored to, you know, just to accept this award and represent the school in such a great way. And because at Clemson we take, you know, the term student athlete very seriously. And so I'm just completely, you know, just shocked that I won this award, and I'm so honored to represent my school in such a positive way, in a positive fashion. I also would like to thank Coach Sweeney, who's here tonight. I want to thank him because I guess I have to. They kind of said, and he's kind of the guy who just determined my offensive snaps too, and I enjoy running the ball too. So I definitely want to thank Coach Sweeney just for your leadership. And, you know, always serving your players' hearts and not their talents and challenging us, and definitely being a positive role model and a positive male figure, you know, in my life and into the lives of others and everyone else. You know, you're an upstanding man. I don't know what Miss Kath's doing with you. She settled for you. But no, she's a great woman, and, you know, you got a great family and everything. So I definitely want to thank you, Coach Sweeney. also, I just want to thank Brent Venables, who's my defensive coordinator at Clemson. He helped recruit me, get me to Clemson. He's a great guy, just always someone I can lean on, always someone who supports me, who believes in me 100%, and challenges me each and every day to be my best on and off the field, as well as Coach Todd Bates, defensive line coach at Clemson. And I also want to thank Jeff Davis, who's here tonight. He kind of serves. He's a guy who wears many hats for our program. He serves as kind of like the pastor, deacon, reverend. He also is like a mentor, life coach to so many of my teammates and so many of of us players. And he started the Paul Journey program. And Paul, P-A-W, it stands for passionate about winning. And to me, that just means passionate about winning on and off the field. And he challenges us, you know, to be a person of influence, a person of excellence in everything that we do. So I definitely want to thank Jeff Davis, who's here tonight. And most importantly, I definitely want to thank my teammates. Anybody who's been around Clemson and had the opportunity to see what Clemson is like, you don't really know what's so special, but the special thing about Clemson are the people and its players. The players make my teammates have made my experience at Clemson, you know, one to remember forever. You know, I got guys who pushed me to be excellent, you know, not just on the football field, but guys who think like me in the same way, who challenged me to serve my community and do well academically and things like that. So, and not just, you know, just off the field, but on the field. I mean, I've won a national championship, all my past and present teammates. Man, I just want to thank all of them, because I definitely appreciate them a whole lot. And I also want to thank my family. My family's here tonight. My beautiful mother, she's here tonight. And my brother. Yeah, give my mom a big round of applause. Yeah. Go ahead, wave to the people, Mama. I know where you at. You're over back here somewhere. But yeah, I definitely want to, you know, just thank my family because, you know, the odds were against me, you know, my whole life. You know, I'm from a broken home, a single mother of 8 kids. So this isn't supposed to be me up here, but definitely my mom and my other siblings helped, you know, drive home the value of an education and just doing what's right. And, so thanks, Mom, and my family. Ma, you the real MVP. Just to talk about football for a quick second, football is such a great game. It really just brings a lot of people together. Like, this is just truly great. Like, I'm giving my speech next to one of the greatest football players that ever played a game. Oh man, nice hat, by the way. You know, I didn't know who this guy is because that hat is fire and that suit's good. But I mean, football is such a great game because it just really brings people from all over the world, you know, no matter your upbringing, no matter your circumstance, no matter what you've been through in life, you know, it just brings everyone together. And, you know, we're all guys from all different walks of life, different backgrounds and things like that. But, you know, through the game of football, we're able to be seen as equals, and it doesn't really, and you know, anything, you know, where we come from, our upbringing, that doesn't matter, because we're all here tonight to be honored. You know, we're all up for the same award. So, so since football has been so great to me, it's always important for me personally to, you know, use my platform to give back and to be a person of influence. And one of the things I got to do this year was to be a substitute teacher, which was, yeah, me. I don't know. I'm an educator. That's me. No. But no, one of the things is just being a substitute teacher. And I thought going into it, I didn't really know what to expect. Little snot-nosed booger kids running around. I felt like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Kindergarten Cop, kids hanging off my leg and all types of crazy stuff. But I mean, that was definitely a great experience. I thought I was going to go into that, you know, serving the kids and serving their hearts and being able to teach them something, but they taught me so much more. So I'm definitely grateful for that experience. And, you know, that's just one of the ways I just, you know, felt is, you know, it was good for me to give back and just use my platform as a man, because I feel like young kids don't get the opportunity to have a male influence, a positive male influence in their life. So I try to be that for kids, not only as a man, but as a black man. That was important for me to do. And I just want to leave y'all with this. This is my message to the world, just my message to a lot of people, young and old, no matter where you are in life. I just want to leave you with this. Just always be yourself, be who you were meant to be. Never apologize for who you are and, you know, where you come from and the things you, and apologize for the things you do if you do mess up. But but definitely just always be yourself. Don't be afraid to be yourself. That's something, like, I feel like I am who God has called me to be. And I'm not going to apologize for that. And I'm going to thrive in it and do it passionately and just be the person I've been meant to be. And, you know, always love, care, and serve others. You know, I feel like that's the most powerful thing you can do is serve somebody. Do something for someone that can't do anything for you. I feel like that is the most powerful thing you can do as a person. And, you know, that puts a smile on people's face and just ultimately makes the world a better place. And lastly, if whatever your gift is, you know, whatever you're called to do, just always let your light shine. You know, someone's got to flip burgers at McDonald's. Someone has to be the president of the United States. But whatever you have to do, whatever it is you're doing, do it with passion, do it with all your heart, and just let your light shine. So with that being said, I just want to thank the NFF again for this award. I'm just truly blessed and grateful, and go Tigers. Thank you.
So that's not a bad little speech, no?
He's a shy introvert.
Yes.
You know, really, he's not very good at those kind of things. Man, yeah. what a unbelievable ambassador for Clemson football, for so many people. And you're going to miss that guy, huh?
You just heard a lot of the pillars of what Dabo and his staff have tried to build here at Clemson over the last couple of years. And,
no doubt.
For him to, you know, he makes jokes about Dabo there at the beginning. I guess I have to, because he controls my offensive carries, which is funny. You know, saying Miss Kathy settled for him. I thought that was great. Thanking Coach Venables, thanking Todd Bates, who was not here when he committed to Clemson.
Right.
A guy that's obviously had an impact on him enough to get a personal shout out in this acceptance speech. That probably means a lot to where Todd Bates is and how he's regarded inside that program right now. The speech was great. I thought it was lighthearted, and he had some good moments in it, and he served Clemson and what it means well.
One of the most unique individuals I've ever seen. One of the most, talking about letting the light shine. I don't know too many that ever come through here that the light shine any brighter. On the field, off the field, the energy, the enthusiasm, came back for his senior season. You know, a great player, a great football player. But just as much of an influence in the program. And you know, one of the great things is that he was going to be a leader no matter where he went. With that said, you're looking around now and Niles Pinckney and Jordan Williams. I've noticed Jordan Williams being that guy, the high five guy off the sidelines. He's not on the extra point team, so they can't run out there, but he's down there with the offensive guys after they score, headbutting and doing all that kind of stuff. So those guys see it. And Xavier Thomas and KJ Henry. KJ Henry's going to be this kind of player too, that kind of personality, I think. Reminds me an awful lot of him. But those teammates are watching and they're seeing, and that's where that bar is set for what kind of work ethic you have, what you do off the field, what you do in serving people, what you do in the weight room, what you do in the classroom, what you do, you know, in the meeting rooms, and how you handle yourself. And so he has set a tremendous example for so many to follow. And hopefully get his second national championship. I told you the story. Ben Milstead was in Thad Turnipseed's office when they were recruiting Christian Wilkins. And Ben didn't know anything about recruiting at the time, didn't know who he was. And every position's up there, and all these guys' names are up there. And atop the defensive line board, was his name was up there, and there's a big red circle around it. And Ben's like, who's this guy? And Thad's like, this is the best defensive lineman in the country. He goes, well, what's the red circle mean? It means if you get him, you win a national championship. And obviously, he won a national championship, in his time here. Maybe more than one. Maybe he should have had two red circles around it if he can win this one. But it was he's just a different cat, and in the best way possible, and truly one of the great ones and the ones we will remember around here for the longest, longest time. And I don't know who else you put as far as having that kind of significance in the program. I think Steve Fuller had that kind of significance. I mean, it's like you start naming guys, a lot of those guys that are like that, but
short list.
CJ Spiller, name would be on that list a little bit. But man, it's not to have that kind of impact. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't take long roll in that class. It's a rare personality that has that kind of athleticism to pull it off too, and that kind of just amazing though, and really embodies what they stand for over there.
It was like I said, it was wonderful to see him speak last night or two nights ago. I thought he did Clemson proud. It was it's important. You mentioned all these other guys that are learning from him, and they want to be what like how he presents himself to the field. And at the end of his speech there, he talks about being the best version of who you are and not apologizing for that. So yes, strive to meet the example that Christian Wilkins has set. Let those gentlemen be themselves, though, and get through. There's just more than one way to the ultimate goal, and Clemson's going to have to find that once he moves on after this season. But
he'll be hard to replace on and off the field.
But we got him for a couple more months here, so let's enjoy the ride.
I'll tell you this, Zach. There was a time here, a long time here, where the board at Clemson and the football operations at Clemson weren't on the same page. And to hear that him thanking the board of trustees and him getting to know some of those guys, the open communication to have some of those guys and the president. There are times where we had a couple of presidents around here that it wasn't always hunky-dory. But yet now this guy, he gets to know him and hangs out with him, shows him who he is. Well, boy, how times have changed. And you got to give the board credit for that, and you got to give Dabo credit for that, and you got to give Christian Wilkins credit for that kind of thing. But, opening up and showing them who you are and them showing you who they are, that's a huge step in a really big picture. I'm a big picture guy,
Sure.
But it's a big step in the big picture of what's going on around here in football, no doubt. I appreciate you playing that. That was great. Who was he talking about? I didn't see the video. Who's he talking about as one of the greatest players ever beside him?
I couldn't understand the name. The guy had a great hat on, though.
Yeah.
And it was funny. He got comfortable up there at the podium.
Yeah.
Started getting a little swagger back and forth. It was fun.
Good for him, man. No doubt. Hey, PrimeLending, SC.com. Let Mark Hawkins, Amanda McCall, and all the great folks help you. I got a great email from Mark yesterday. And it's about upkeep on your home. We always talk about buying a home. Well, you're going to be selling a home too, and it's important that you get the most you can out of your home and move that over to your next home, this kind of thing. But this is a typical example of what they do. What you should be doing as far as home maintenance monthly, when you go to – these are just things that you can get at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Mark and his team, this is total care for you. And it's not only when you buy it, but how to maintain what you have bought. Over in Malden, and that off of East Butler Road over there is where Mark and his team are. There's Prime Lending in Anderson, Prime Lending in Greenville, Simpsonville, Malden area. Go by and see these nice folks. 230-9746. A team is ready to help you refinance, remodel, or buy a home, buy your very next home. You're going to love it. It is Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. The award-winning team. Now's a great time to get in touch with them. 230-9746. We'll take a break. Have some ACC power rankings. Boy, we got a lot of football to talk about today when you come back from after this.
Head to Bojangles for our holiday family variety feast. You'll get 8 pieces of chicken, 12 chicken supremes, 8 made-from-scratch biscuits, 3 picnic fixins, and a half gallon of legendary iced tea. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
With only days remaining in the open enrollment health insurance deadline, now's your time to act fast. Mark Miesbauer with Health Markets Insurance is here to offer you the best plan at the lowest price guaranteed. Mark searches thousands of plans until he finds the one that fits your specific needs. You might even qualify for free health insurance with no monthly premiums. Don't pay more than you have to. Call Mark Miesbauer with Health Markets today, 864-214-2375. 864-214-2375.
It's time for the 2018 year-end closeout sale at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. Over 100 new and certified pre-owned vehicles in stock, plus 45 years of location experience. If they don't have it, they can find it. The Edwards family was recently voted Oconee's best new and used dealer for 2018 for the eighth year in a row. Remember, no dealer fees, and ask about the low price guarantee. Get in on all the year-end savings at Edwards Auto Sales on Blue Ridge Drive in Walhalla.
Hey guys, have you always been interested in sports betting but never followed through? Now is the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You could be a bet cashing machine, but we'll never know unless you get off the sideline and get in the game. We've still got months of NFL games. Bowl season is right around the corner in college football, and the NBA and college basketball are here too. You don't even have to get off your couch to win big. MyBookie is the right choice. You'll love their easy-to-use website, helpful customer service, and fast payouts when you win. Want to bet now on who's going to win the Super Bowl? Go for it. Want to risk a little to win a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Visit MyBookie now to take advantage of the 50% deposit bonus. That's right, deposit using promo code RADIO, and we'll give you free cash. Just use promo code RADIO when you register. Check out MyBookie online today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with Lightstream, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
The Mickey Weiler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Not cool, man.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I was wondering when you're going to play some Christmas music. I don't know why you hate Christmas over there.
We got that proper cold outside this morning. Might as well dive into the holiday spirit and enjoy it.
I didn't know you hated Christmas, so I've been waiting. It's December the stinking 6th. I can't get any Christmas music around here. I forgot to tell you one other thing I did yesterday. Watch Man U play to a draw against Arsenal. Hey, weird game, man.
That's a good draw. Arsenal is unbelievable.
They
this are. Year.
They're great. They got a 14-game unbeaten streak or something like a 13 unbeaten streak or something.
I think it's
17.
I don't think they've lost in
14, 15, 17
in a while. I don't think they've lost at all.
But you know what? It's a weird, weird, weird game. And it goes to show you how far we've fallen when a draw against Arsenal, a point against Arsenal at home is a good result. Anyway, Absolute Waste Management. If you have junk, they want to take care of it for you. They specialize residential waste, commercial waste, removal of bulky unwanted items, old furniture, appliances, construction debris, yard waste, so much more. So if you have evictions, garages, attics, rental properties, estate liquidations, foreclosures, they specialize in all the stuff. Stop tripping over it. Stop ignoring it. Get rid of it. Big appliances, barn cleanouts. No hidden fees. Everything straightforward. Locally owned and operated. No job is too big. No job is too small. Let Absolute Waste Management come in. Take care of all your clutter, all your debris, all your junk, all your old appliances you aren't using. 864-266-7131. Call them. Text them. 864-266-7131. Absolute Waste. MGMT.com. Absolute Waste. MGMT.com. Like my vernacular there. They were the better side. The kits look better. The pitch was good. We got a point.
You watched all 90 minutes.
I turned it on about 4 minutes in. I watched 86 minutes.
Dang.
Halftime shows, all that stuff. I want to do something different with our ACC Power Rankings today.
Okay. What do you want to do?
I want to get into, after every team, you tell me if they should be ranked higher or lower in the future. Like the next 5 years.
In the conference?
In the conference.
Okay. We can do that.
All right, buddy.
Is this the last rendition of Power Rankings?
I pretty much think so. It's a sad, sad, sad day.
This is it.
It's our last chance to be the same. We won't be the same. I'll tell you right now. We won't be the same.
We could be, though.
No. I'm an optimist, buddy. I'm an optimist.
Oh, when it comes to these.
Yeah. You got a better chance to win the lottery.
Hey. Here we go.
It's time for the ACC Power Rankings.
I have Louisville number 14, 2-10 overall, 0-8 in the league. The only team that didn't win a conference game this year. Hey, did you see the guy the other day on the on higher or lower? He had a pulling out cards, whatever. He got a zero. And he went lower on higher or lower. My point is, you can't go lower. Louisville should be better than this. Louisville should be one of the top four teams in the ACC year in, year out. Currently at 14.
I have Louisville at 14 as well. You can't put them anywhere other than 14 when they won zero conference games. But when you ask me if they should be higher or lower in the next 5 years, I think Scott Satterfield was a good hire there at Louisville after you missed on your first choice in Jeff Brohm. Louisville should be higher than where they are.
Yeah, I think Brohm would have been a better hire. However, you got to give him credit now. They're going to the second best hire there. I have North Carolina number 13 in the league, 1-7, the only team that won one game in the league, and 2-9 overall. You and I disagree about the overall potential of the North Carolina program. I'm not sure the Mac Brown hire is very good, but I think we're going to agree that North Carolina's number 13.
North Carolina's 13, yes. I'm not sure the Mac Brown hire is very good at all. I think they should be higher than 13. I don't think they're a seller of a team in the ACC, but I think they're a very much a middle-of-the-road team. We all know why people go to North Carolina. It's to play and watch basketball, not to watch this football team. North Carolina, 13.
At number 12, here's where we start to steer off course a little bit. I have Wake Forest, 3-5, 6-6 overall. You're not going to have Wake Forest?
It's happening, man. I got Wake at 12.
Really?
I got Wake at 12 as
well. Wake at 12. Look, I think Wake should be better, but not a whole lot better. This is a very, very difficult job. And Dave Clawson does a pretty good job with it, but I've got Wake Forest number 12.
I'm sick of complimenting Dave Clawson about how great of a job he does at Wake Forest when we just picked him the 12th in the power rankings in the ACC.
Yeah, but they're going to a bowl game again.
Yeah, good for them. Yeah, I'm really happy.
78 teams are going to bowl game, though.
Congratulations. Wake Forest, 12. That's right where they should be.
Here's where it gets off the rails a little bit. Oh, Florida State, number 11.
Missed it by one.
Oh!
Missed it by one.
Oh, man. Florida State, number 11, 3-5, 5-7. Missing a bowl game. The bowl streak is over, and there's no doubt in anybody's mind that Florida State should be better than 11.
I got the Dukies down in 11. I just... I'm sorry.
I got Duke so much higher than that.
Do you really? I don't believe in Duke. I don't believe in really? David Cutcliffe. I don't believe in Daniel Jones. I think some team's going to take him in the NFL draft. It's going to be a gigantic mistake.
Can I tell you I have Duke fifth?
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. You have a 3-5 conference Duke team that's 7-5 overall at 5.
Yeah, after what? Well, look, all the teams are 7-5. The only teams that have better records than Duke are Clemson, Syracuse, and NC State.
I got Duke all the way down there, not at 5.
I put Virginia at 10. After watching that Virginia Tech game, watching the way they end their season, 7-5, 4-4 in the league. Boy, they got off to a great start. It fell apart for them at the end. They were terrible on the road. A two-game losing streak now. Put Virginia at number 10. You know what Virginia should be? It's about their neighborhood they should be in. I've got Virginia at 10.
I got Florida State at 10. Missed it by one right there. That's all right. We'll get over that and move on and be better for you next year. But Florida State losing DeAndre Francois from what you tell me this morning.
Maybe. There's talks about he's going to transfer out of the program.
Can't say we blame the kid for not wanting to play behind that Swiss cheese of an offensive line. Florida State should be higher than this, but they are at 10 right now.
I read an article yesterday on warchant.com, and it says the wheels aren't falling off, but it just appears that way. The quarterback might be leaving. The offensive coordinator left to take the UMass job. Guys transferring out. Recruiting falling apart. I don't know. Virginia Tech, I have at number 9, 4-4 overall, 6-6. Hey, they did beat Virginia. They are on a two-game winning streak, but this is a bad Virginia Tech team. No doubt in my mind, Virginia Tech should be better than number 9.
I have the vastly underachieving Miami Hurricanes at number 9. Miami came into this season off of an ACC Coastal Championship last year and completely laid down and died down there in Florida, 4-4 in the conference. That classic 7-5 record overall. Miami, number 9, should be higher.
I totally agree with that. I've got Miami at number 8, and I agree with everything you said. This team was picked to win the Coastal. It struggled early. It struggled often. Ended up with a two-game winning streak, but Miami was atrocious this year. Quarterback situation couldn't get much worse. I have Miami at number 8.
I got Virginia at number 8. Virginia and Bronco Mendenhall. This is probably a step forward for them, I guess.
Yeah, they're not. That's probably higher than they should be.
That's probably higher than they should be. Virginia 4-4, and that 7-5 record in the Coastal. Bro, they were right in it until the end of the season. We had them up flirting in the top 4 at points in time in the power rankings. Bronco Mendenhall probably has his team on the right footing, and we'll see what they can do in the Belk Bowl, correct? Don't they have South Carolina?
Yeah.
That's where they should be, though.
I have Georgia Tech number 7. They had all the momentum in the world playing good the second half of the season, and they blew it against Georgia. And I think Georgia Tech could be slightly better than 7, but currently have them at 7.
I have Virginia Tech at 7. I put them there because it has been a disappointing season for Virginia Tech. Justin Fuente, while his star is still bright, they went 6-6 on the season and barely scraped into a bowl game after a last-second makeup game that they had to play just to keep that bowl streak alive. Virginia Tech should be higher. Will be higher, but this year down at 7 in the power rankings.
Pittsburgh at number 6 for me. After seeing them firsthand, there's just no explosiveness on offense whatsoever. Run the ball pretty good. Pittsburgh number 6. And I think they probably about where they should be, maybe even a little higher than they currently are. I mean, a little lower than they currently are. I don't think the program has the potential to be the 6th best team in the league.
I have Georgia Tech at 6. I only put them one ahead of Virginia Tech because of the beating they put on Virginia Tech a couple weeks ago. Listen, it wasn't a great season down in Atlanta for Paul Johnson. There's a reason he retired this year and stepped away from the program. And we'll coach his final bowl game in a couple weeks now. 5-3 in the conference is nice, but you finish behind Pittsburgh in the conference. Georgia Tech at 6. They could and probably should be higher than that.
I have Duke at 5.
Well, actually, I say that with Paul Johnson. I don't know what Wisenhunt's going to bring.
Well, Wisenhunt or Jeff Collins, maybe. Temple's head coach is interviewed.
Is that right?
Yeah. I have Duke at number 5, quite frankly. I think Duke has overachieved to get to number 5. 7-5 overall. You know what? They played Clemson about as close as anybody in the league played them. That's why I got them at number 5.
I got Pittsburgh at 5, the division winner, the Coastal division winner, Pittsburgh. 6-2 in the Coastal. They got thumped in the championship game, but they won the Coastal, so we'll put them at 5. That's probably about the peak of their prominence in the ACC. Probably even a little bit lower is where they're going to nestle in most years. Pittsburgh at 5.
Boston College at 4, 7-5, 4-4. This season had so much promise to it, but they just don't have depth. And in the end, still limited and a lot of stuff they can do without A.J. Dillon if he ever gets hurt. Hey, I still think this is they overachieved to get to number 4 for Boston College.
I have Boston College 4 as well. They kind of fizzled out towards the end of the season there, no? With the injuries at quarterback and at running back. Their offense kind of flamed out, if you will. Let's see if they can pick something up and get some momentum back for the bowl game with Boston College at 4 as well.
Totally agree with that. NC State at number 3, 9-3 overall, 5-3. They should have been 11-1. And I think this is slightly higher than NC State should be in most years. 3rd, I think they're about the 4th, 5th, 6th best team, best program in the league. I've got them at number 3.
This is why you hire Dave Doran and extend him for 9-3 seasons. with a senior quarterback with a noodle arm, baby. NC State at 3. It is definitely higher than they should be. They should be definitely lower than that. They're not a good football team this year. NC State at 3.
You get Syracuse at 2, 9-3 overall, 6-2 in the league. Nice year for Dino Babers. Got to get Dino Babers out of there, man. I don't know. Why's nobody hiring Dino Babers?
Because Syracuse is a decent enough job, and he's a decent enough coach, but he's not that great of a coach. Babers and Syracuse at 2 for me as well. This is too high for them.
I agree.
This is too high. They overachieved, but congratulations to them. Number 20 in the overall rankings.
And look, you got Clemson number 1, where they should be, right?
Oh, yeah.
Totally agree with that. When we come back, I got the Rivals top 250 for you. Tell you all the Gamecocks, Tigers, and Bulldogs on there. Also, I want to get into the ACC and the SEC. Where the program should be. Rank those during the break there. Where they should be, like the overall potential. Hey, Granger Nissan of Anderson wants you to stop by and see them. They have a complete inventory over there now. Inventory. I ask 100 questions when I go over and see Damon Granger and all the folks there. Like, what is this? What is that? Why do you want to do this? What's the philosophy here? What are the thoughts here? 445 cars is the key. Cars, trucks, SUVs is the key. He says, man, it's all about inventory. You got to have the colors. You got to have the interiors. You got to have the packages. You got to have it right here in front of everybody. 60 Altimas right now. The brand new Altimas on tap for them right now. Go by 3510 Clemson Boulevard, Granger Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud partners of the Clemson Tigers, 324-0650, and a huge inventory waiting for you at Granger Nissan of Anderson.